Yo, what is good, everybody? It's your boy Randy Anderson with another episode of the Unofficial Referees. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna say it's been a minute. How's everybody been doing, man? Me? I've been, you know what I'm saying, up and down, getting things done, you know what I'm saying? We trying to make master plan moves for 2021, you know what I'm saying? 2020 was a hell of a roller coaster, I should say that. I'm pretty sure everybody else could say that, man. And before I start this episode, for real, I just want to send my heart and my, well, not my heart, but my condolences and my prayers to everybody in Nigeria, man. Yeah, what's happening in Nigeria is terrible. Just like I said, man, I want to send my thoughts and my prayers, and for real, just can't wait. I've heard there's an uprising, you know what I'm saying? But I would love for all that stuff to be over with. You know what I'm saying? Because that is wild. And you know what I'm saying? We still dealing with the pandemic. Now we dealing with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure I said, I see people, you know what I'm saying, living in their cars now, you know what I'm saying, because they lost their cribs and shit like that. And we've all, like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, yeah, sympathy. Well, fuck yeah, I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have been in bad times right now. So, yeah, man, just make sure everybody stick together, man. Group economics is something that I would stick with. So, yeah, man. Just make sure you look out for your human being, your brother and sisters. You know what I'm saying? That's all you gotta do, man. But besides all that, what's going on with me? Work, that's about it. Yeah, so shout out first and foremost to Anchor, man. Pretty sure I've already had the commercial in the beginning, but yeah, shout out once again to Anchor. And I had a couple commercials that I didn't even know about. And I kind of lost the time frame of them. I didn't even know it was on there, you know what I'm saying? I gotta start logging in and looking at shit now. But besides all that, because I could have been getting some money, a little bit of money, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of cakers for the sports referees. Yeah, man, as you guys know, I'm pretty sure as you guys are listening, you know what I'm saying? You only hear my voice, you know what I'm saying? I'm rolling solo again today. But yeah, man, we're gonna be jumping into the NBA, NFL, and a bunch of other stuff, you know what I'm saying? So first and foremost, let's go ahead and jump into the NFL. And we're gonna talk about my fantasy. Yo, let me tell you, bro, I had a solid week, bro. Like, a solid week for all of my players, almost all my players. I get to the people who, you know what I'm saying, like, that messed it up for me last week six. But basically, man, you know what I'm saying, Adam Thielen had 11 points, which this Jefferson kid, that's the new number two or whatever. It's looking more like the number one, and I'm kind of pissed off that I picked up Thielen. I should have just picked up Stephon Diggs. But that's neither here nor there, man. But yeah, Adam Thielen had 11.10 for your boy PPR. Will Fuller, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Will Fuller, man. Always that guy, you know what I'm saying? Will Fuller had 18.30 for your boy. Appreciate you, boy. Appreciate you every year. I'm gonna try to pick him up every year. Julio Jones blew up for your boy for the first time in 6 weeks. Y'all get ready, y'all head coach, and you blow up. And I'm saying thank you. With 25.70 points, man. So yeah, it seems like I'm rocking. You know what I'm saying? It seems like your boy doing good. We got David Johnson in the building as my running back, man. He scored 1990. You know what I'm saying? Appreciated that, you know what I'm saying? And then this is where we, you know what I'm saying, get a little bit of the wow, wow. You know what I'm saying? So Dalvin Cook went down, right? And this week seven, they have a bye week, right? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. His backup, you know what I'm saying? He did good for me last year, you know what I'm saying? When I picked him up as a handcuff later in the season. I'm pretty sure he could do something like that again. What is his name? Alexander Madison. You know what I'm saying? So Alexander Madison. You know what I'm saying? I picked him up, you know what I'm saying? Thinking I'm about to get a little, like, 10 points, you know what I'm saying? Like, something a little slight, something simple, you know what I'm saying? He about to have 100 yards. He ain't got to have a couple touchdowns as long as he get a couple yards, you know, 100 yards. I'd be cool. If he was to get a touchdown without 100 yards, that's even better. I will take that. Nah, big dog only got me 3 points. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My tight end, you know what I'm saying? I usually got a different tight end, but he was on a bye this week. It was the Raiders tight end, Delanie Walker. I picked up this guy, TJ Hurkson. My bad. Yeah, Hurkson. Whatever again, I mean, TJ, you know what I'm saying? I picked him up, and your boy, you know what I'm saying? He scored me 70 points, which is cool for a little tight end. You know what I'm saying? That's not a number one tight end for, I think he plays for Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Detroit. You know what I'm saying? D-Town. But yeah, he scored me a touchdown, and what did he score me? He scored me a touchdown, 5 receptions, 72 yards, and a touchdown. So man, I appreciate you, big dog. I appreciate that. I didn't really expect nothing out of you. And then the most heartbreaking thing that happened to your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there thinking like, okay. I got my boy Juju in the building, you know what I'm saying? Juju Smith-Schuster, if y'all don't know, the Pittsburgh Steelers number one receiver. Which is not looking like a number one receiver right now, but you know, so we'll get on that a little bit later on some other time. So, yeah, man, I'm like, all right, cool. I got Juju. Juju will give me 10 points, you know what I'm saying? Simple, you know what I'm saying? Juju, you know what I'm saying? He'll grab like one touchdown with like 50, 60 yards or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Simple little 10 points, you know what I'm saying? My boy got that. My boy Juju got that. Nah. Yeah, I thought wrong. He got me 0.60, man. I was hurt there. That, like, yo, it was looking good until like the bottom half, and I was just like, okay, all right. And then Buffalo's defense, all I'm saying, bro, they got cooked. And then on my bench, Brandon Cook, and the same thing with Julio Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get a completely, or they get rid of their head coach, and a few of the players starts looking really good. You know what I'm saying? Brandon Cooks had 9 targets. This, matter of fact, this is the second week in a row. You know what I'm saying? The second week in a row, he had 9 targets, 9 receptions, 68 receiving yards and a touchdown, bro. My boy had 12 points. I had him on the bench. Just imagine if I would have had him over Juju. You know what I'm saying? That's 12 points. That could have helped your boy out. I would have still lost. But you know what I'm saying? I would have still had, you know what I'm saying? It would have been nice. Tyler Boyd. I have Tyler Boyd as well. He had 7 points. You know what I'm saying? 7.90. You know what I'm saying? He's a solid boom, 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 boom guy. He's always gonna get you your 7, 8, 9 points. You know what I'm saying? 10 if you're lucky. You know what I'm saying? He could blow up. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Also had Le'Veon Bell, but Le'Veon Bell was on like inactive or whatever because he actually plays this coming week for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for that. Can't wait to see what him and Allaire do together. You know what I'm saying? Also had Mike Williams. Mike Williams was on a bye week, man. DK Metcalf was on a bye week, but a little bit more in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? So let me just say this. It was Monday. Oh, Sunday. It was Sunday. I seen something on ESPN on Instagram. You know what I'm saying, bro? You gotta have ESPN on your Instagram, bro. You gotta get all the little sports, you know what I'm saying? The sports dudes before everybody else do. And they was like, oh, Antonio Brown could be back in week 8. I said, oh, say less. So Alexander had to go. I dropped him and I picked up Antonio Brown. So I'll be honest with you, my record right now is 1-5. Yeah, so it's not looking too good for your boy. Hopefully through this next half of the what's name, I can make a run, and Antonio Brown could be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? And if he's with Cam Newton, hey boy, that's another number one receiver that I needed that ball, because injuries destroyed me this year. And if you was listening to the last past episodes, my first round draft pick and second round draft pick got destroyed. Both of them was running backs. Saquon Barkley and Austin Eckler, who's still on IR. And I'm just like, my life. So, yeah, but if AB can come back, you know what I'm saying, and be AB of old, where he's like, not demanding, but like commanding the ball to where it's like, boom, 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 he's getting the ball, he's number one receiver, I'm digging it, you know what I'm saying? Help me win this fantasy, because your boy needs it. But yeah, man, so this week I have, before I get from week 6 to week 7, and my predictions, what I hope is going to happen for week 7 for my team. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what happened, yo. I don't know what happened with Aaron Rodgers going against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, bro. Like, Aaron Rodgers, he pooped, bro. Like, and like, I don't even mean, I ain't even trying to be funny or nothing, but like, Aaron Rodgers pooped, dog. Like, bro, he only scored me 5 points. Aaron Rodgers, discount double check. You know what I'm saying? Discount double check. Only scored your boy 5.80 points. I was hurt. Oh, I was hurt. I was hurt. I'm hoping Aaron Rodgers comes back just guns a-blazing and blazes, you know what I'm saying, this next team out the water, bro. Where he's throwing like 500 yards. But he's playing Houston, and Houston actually has a good defense. So, I don't even know how well that's going to end up. Yeah, man. So basically, week 7, I got Aaron Rodgers in the lineup. I got Will Fuller in the lineup. Julio Jones, I don't even know, be honest with you. He is questionable. So hopefully he can be good out of that going against Detroit. DK Metcalf, shout out to Russell Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And DK Metcalf, even though people are saying that you are this generation's Megatron, which that's like a toss in the air. But let me know what y'all think, man. Do y'all think DK Metcalf is this generation's Megatron? Also David Johnson, man, for the Houston. Le'Veon Bell, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need you to be that, you know what I'm saying? As one of my boss says, Matt, he says, ring the bell. Yeah, go ahead, ring that bell. And as soon as we get into the where that red zone, just punch it in every time, baby. You know what I'm saying? Give me new points. That's all I need. Delaney Walker, you know what I'm saying? I'll have tight end, and I'll also have TJ for my. I hope y'all can't hear that, but that's my neighbor. but yeah, man, so I will be having, hopefully I will be having a good week this week for my fantasy, man. So besides all that, bro, let's get into some actual news, man. But so I want to send a congratulations to Tua. The Miami Dolphins have named Tua as their starting quarterback from going now on, man. So shout out to him. It was a picture that somebody took. I think it was after the game or before the game, where Tua was sitting in the middle of the Dolphins stadium, empty. What the fuck? Empty. And like, was somebody took a picture of him, and I don't remember what the caption was. But yo, bro, like, that was like, I'm pretty sure it was, if I had the caption with me right now, I would read it to you, but I don't have the caption. I'm gonna see if I can find it, and if I can find it, I'll place it up on the video. But yeah, man, that was like an inspirational thing, man. Okay. And also, man, I want to send a shout out to, man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, man. Ryan Fitzmagic, yo, you and that beard, bro. You know what I'm saying? The last couple years, you just been tearing the league up wherever you've been. You know what I'm saying? You've been in Miami. You've been doing it big, man. But yeah, it's looking like it's Tua's turn. And he says, my heart just hurts all day. Ooh, bro. He said, my heart hurts all day. It was heartbreaking for me. I've been a starter. I've been a bench. Jesus, my bad, y'all. I can't read. I've been benched all kinds of different ways, but this one just really hurts more. So then any of this one hurts more than any of them. I just felt fully commanded and involved in the field with my team. So yeah, man, like how they did them is fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Miami, I mean, but Miami is known to do something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like Miami, I'm not gonna say it's not the best team, it's not the best franchise, not by no means it's the best franchise, but it is, it's in one of the lower tier franchises, I'll tell you that. In a crazy market, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Miami people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Florida people. Y'all crazy, but hey, we love y'all over here in Unofficial Referees, man. But yeah, man, like how y'all treat y'all players a lot of the times is a little iffy over there in Miami. The Dolphins, I should say, you know what I'm saying? Miami Heat, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, that culture is A1, like steak sauce. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, like that's messed up a little bit. That, not even a little bit, that's messed up a lot of it. But yeah, man, so shout out to Tua. My heart goes out to Ryan Fitzpatrick, though. It's looking like game one of the baseball. I don't watch it at all, but the LA Dodgers have won game one. I think they won a series. I could be wrong, you know what I'm saying, because I don't follow basketball like that, but yeah. All right, and staying in NFL, man, so the NFC Eastern Standard, the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know. Yo, okay, let's just be okay. I'm gonna run down this list real quick, and then I'm gonna give my other opinions. But the NFC's East standings are the Dallas Cowboys 2-4-0, so 2 wins, 4 losses, 0 ties. The Philadelphia Eagles are 1-4-1. If you're watching the video, you just see my face, like, look at what. The New York Giants are 1-5-1. Now, these are professional teams. Don't, you know what I'm saying, make any jokes about my fantasy team being 1-5. You know what I'm saying? And Washington, the Washington football team is 1-5-1. Literally, they are all in like the 1-2 place. The 1, 2, and 3 is wide open for any of these teams. How can you be a team that's beloved? And I'm talking about the Cowboys. Don't get me wrong, I understand y'all lost Dak, but Dak was like your only saving grace. You know what I'm saying? Ezekiel Elliott been fumbling all year. I don't know if everybody's been like really watching the games, but Ezekiel has fumbled the ball on multiple occasions, bro. Like on multiple occasions, more than one time during the game. You know what I'm saying? And it's not good. But somehow y'all still number one. In Philadelphia, I don't know what's going on with Philly, bro. After they won a championship, dude ate the dookie from the horse. Hey, bro, yeah, bad luck. You know what I'm saying? I'm guessing. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't really made no noise. You know what I'm saying? Nick Foles is in Chicago. Carson Wentz has been up and down. Yeah, bro, I have no clue. I don't know. All y'all receivers are fucking injured all the time. I don't know what they be doing in Philly. You know what I'm saying? They be sending your brotherly love for real. You know what I'm saying? And alcohol and probably other shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm just like, what? Washington. After y'all lost Saquon Barkley, bro. After I lost Saquon Barkley, I'll just say it like that. Yeah, I knew the season was over with. Y'all, the quarterback that y'all was raving over last year. Oh my God, he's the next Peyton Manning. Nah, nigga. Stop. All right. Okay. All right. Daniel Jones, he cool. Hey. You know what I'm saying? He ain't no Manning, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he cool, but he ain't. And the Washington football team, man. Hey, basically, bro, y'all can for real just, like, cut all these teams out, to be honest with you, like give them that COVID like little pass or whatever, it's because they all trash either way it goes. But yeah, so that's that. Hey, that's y'all football team. That's all I gotta say, bro. Like, that is y'all football team, bro. I said it, Ryan Fitzpatrick, boom. And I told you guys that Tua is named the starter. Oh, yeah. So there is a kid named Victor. Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna fuck up your name. Be honest with you, dead ass honest with you. I'm stupid. So Wembanyama. I'm not trying to be racist or nothing like that, but that's how the name is spelled out. Wembanyama. And people are saying he's the best prospect in the world, bro. Yo. Alright, so you know what I'm saying? Let's continue. He is 7'3", almost 8 foot tall, wingspan. That means this motherfucker like this. You know what I'm saying? If you're watching the video, you know what I'm saying? You see me stretch my hands out, you know what I'm saying? You see how Mons is like that? It's like three times longer than mine. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's a kid. But yeah, 8 foot wingspan. He blocks shots like, hold on. He blocks shots like Rudy Gobert. You know what I'm saying? So they're already comparing him to the NBA player. So Rudy Gobert, he blocks shots like Rudy Gobert, and he shoots like Kristaps Porzingis. Yo. So this boy got a wet shot, and he can block, and he damn near 8 foot tall. Bro, like, the best prospect in the world. That's crazy. That is some high stakes to live up to. And I'm just like, I don't know if he can live up to him, but he's a foreign player. I will say that. So I'm pretty sure he's like 16 years old, ever going against grown ass men. Once he turns like 18, 19 or something like that, I'm pretty sure he'll come into the league and then he'll be like a number one draft pick phenom or something like, well, they'll call him a phenom. But if he's mobbing grown men over there overseas, I'm pretty sure he can do the same thing in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Because the U.S. allegedly is a little bit softer than the foreign, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Okay. Hey, they got a video of him shooting, you know what I'm saying? The visuals, for the Cinnamon YouTube and all you other guys, I'll show y'all some of the clip. But boy got a shot though, you know what I'm saying? And he's stupid long. Yo, okay, all right. Yo, boy over here, boy got a shot, bro. Like, give him KD. Porzingis is cool, but give him KD, cause that's what his shot looked like. Cause it was butter, you know what I'm saying? It was butter. But yeah, give him what, 2-3 years, and let him bulk up a little bit because he's a little skinny. But yeah, get that kid a couple years, let him bulk up just a little bit, and he'll be good, man. He'll be nice little piece in the NBA, man. Besides that, I ain't got too much for y'all in the NBA. That's what I wanted to talk about. I think I was gonna talk about that on the Word on the Half. But yeah, man, shout out to Word on the App podcast. Yeah, which is my other show, if you guys don't know, you know what I'm saying? Link in the description below. You'll be able to find the Word on the App. You'll be able to find all my other pages for my Facebook page. Make sure you follow my Facebook pages. Word on the App, Three Pyramids Network, and all the other pages on it. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow all of them. You know what I'm saying? We got to expand. Also, the YouTube page, Three Pyramids Network, where you'll be able to find... Jesus. I'm over here belching. Where you'll be able to find unofficial referees, the visuals for unofficial referees, you'll be able to find Word on the Ave, you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to find my interview series, which is pulling up on the Ave, you know what I'm saying? Which I'm hopefully got two interviews in the works for this next coming month. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Fingers crossed. But yeah, man. So with all that being said, this has been another episode of the Unofficial Referees with your host, Randy Anderson. And yeah, man, to the next time I see y'all, man, I'm out. Peace. Peace, love, and hair grease. Hey, peace, love, hair grease. Hey, peace, love, and my bad. Look to the future.